The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
1372-800-730-1372.
The following is a program heard recently here on The Don Kroah Show.
Broadcasting something very unique and totally different from D.C. The truth. It's The Don Kroah Show on Life-Changing Talk Radio, WAVA. It's time for The Don Kroah Show, right here from the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, The Don Kroah Show.
The Don Kroah Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores. Whether you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, I highly recommend that you go to PassportAuto.com and find Passport's nearest dealership to where you live. And what a great selection to choose from. BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, Mini. And right now, Passport also has over 1,000 certified pre-owned vehicles you may want to consider as well. Again, find your nearest dealership at the website PassportAuto.com. Hey, how you doing, folks? Hello there, and welcome to, you got it, The Don Kroah Show, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 each afternoon. Always great to, well, I've often said it's no fun when you're not here, because there'd be no reason for Julie and me to be here if you weren't. So, in any event, we welcome you to this edition of the show. Many years ago, I came across a small book with a big message, the story of a young man who lost his bride of less than 48 hours in a tragic accident while en route to their honeymoon. It took her life and nearly cost him his. And as he lay in the hospital with the broken bones and an even bigger broken heart, the Holy Spirit provided him with a life-altering thought that I've never forgotten since I read it. The Spirit of God seemed to say in his spirit, God never promised to keep us from trouble. He just promised to be there when it happens. That's a powerful idea. It's a powerful thought. And Trish Porter Topmiller is my guest this hour. She's a 1988 U.S. Olympian in the high jump, former world record holder for women ages 40 to 44 in the high jump, and multiple times U.S. national and world masters champion, first girl to play Little League Baseball in Northern California, and currently serves as New Mexico Olympians and Paralympians president, an author as well who shares her dreams. She's had her troubles and challenges, which is part of why I opened with that quote that I hadn't thought of in years. She's the author of two books. One's called Rekindle Your Dreams, in which she shares her insights into practical steps to make dreams happen. And the other, the one we're going to talk about right now, just released, King Here, Never Too Old, Too Rich, or to anything to meet Jesus. Trish, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me on, Don. I'm excited to be here.
Well, we're excited to have you, and the book is exciting as well. At the very start of your book, you say, this story is made up of people, and there are a lot of them to thank. But at the top of the list, if I understand correctly, is the guy who used to answer the phone, King Here. So take us into your book. What's the story?
So King Here is about my father. And really, when I look back on his life, I saw he was such an amazing man with so many fabulous accomplishments. And then he had a whole series of losses that looked so tragic and terrible to everybody. But then as I looked, I saw God's hand, and I saw how his life was really like a puzzle. And he put those pieces of the puzzle together. And in the end, God had a plan, and it turned out, you know, very wonderful in many respects. But my dad, King Here, he used to answer the phone, King Here, and he wasn't a man of many words. And then his message machine would say, King Not Here, speak at the beep. And so those who know him love the title. But it's also a double entendre, meaning, you know, kind of King of Kings, God Here, listen to my story. Listen to this story. I have something to say.
Well, as Florence Littauer says, and it's on the cover of the book, a riveting must-read for those who need a divinely inspired dose of trust, hope, and patience and need it right now. And I'm sure in our audience there are those who are saying, I need to read that book. So we're going to talk more about it. But talk about, if you would, some of the challenges you yourself went through. You lost your husband of 20 years. He also an Olympic athlete, and your son. What's the story behind those losses for you?
Well, I met my husband, Pat Porter, who was a two-time Olympian in the 10,000 meter. I met him at the Olympics in 1988, and then we got married around 3 years later, and I had my two, I call them my two gold medals, Connor and Shannon. And when Connor was 15, he ended up medaling at the U.S. Fencing National Championships. He was a fencer, and then my daughter's a figure skater. And we were coming home and one day from coaching in Colorado Springs, and I got a phone call, and there I heard, can you please confirm that your husband Pat Porter's plane went down in Sedona, Arizona? Wow. And I didn't know what to do at that moment. My whole world was crushed. I lost half my family. I lost both my guys. They were there in Sedona along with my son's friend, Connor Manch, for a guy's trip to spend time together. And they never came home. They didn't come home. So we lost our laughter that day is what I say. The guys were kind of our laughter. And so losing half your family, your husband of 20 years, my husband of 20 years and my son, for me was very devastating. And very different, not anything that I had planned or ever thought about.
Did you know the Lord at that time, and how did that affect your faith?
I did. And it's interesting because I think when we have tragedy, it's a real a fork in the road of which way are we going to respond? Are we going to draw to God, or are we going to draw away from Him and be angry? And when I got that phone call, I pulled the car over and I got in the back of the car with my daughter, Shannon, who was 11. And we prayed. And we prayed that they would be alive. But I knew within my heart that prayer wasn't going to be answered. And for me, so that was my first response was prayer. And that first night when we were, I slept with Shannon and in bed, she said, Mom, I know that they're in heaven. I know they're in a better place. And I know we'll see them again because of their belief in Jesus. And so that is kind of really what we clung to is that hope. It offered us hope. And then I also clung to, I trust you, Lord. I had a friend that said, if you put your hands up like you're going to pray and your left hand is up and then your right hand is going all over with your emotions and your circumstances, and then bring that right hand up to your left hand in a sign of prayer and say, I trust you, Lord. And that's really what I clung to then over the years was, I trust you, Lord. It's not my plan. I don't understand. I don't like it. I'm hurting. I'm in pain. But I knew God heard my tears, and I knew He knew my pain, and I knew He was there with me, and I knew He was going to get me through.
Well, obviously He has, and there's so much more to the story. We're going to talk some more about it. I just want you to know about the book just released called King Here, Never Too Old, Too Rich, or Too Anything to Meet Jesus. Trish Porter Topmiller is the author. You can check it out, of course, your usual sources. But stay with us. We're going to talk more with Trish coming right back in a moment.
You're about to hear a commercial for WAVA listeners specifically. For a very unique mortgage team that has two very specific things to share with your family. One, the core substance of our mortgage team is faith and family. We're family operated with faith at our core. Two, we're a bit weird. We're a small family run team, but our small team has the advantage of being an arm of a big direct lender. And for you, that means personal care a family run team can give, but with big lending power. We use our own money. We get to make our own decisions, and often that advantage allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you a significant amount of money on new home purchases, cashing out equity in your home, or refinances. We are United Faith Mortgage.
We pay your appraisal fees, up to $500. That's out-of-pocket money you'd have to pay before closing.
Nice! UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York, NMLS number 1330, NMLSConsumerAccess.org. As a result of refinancing, total financing charges may be higher over life of loan.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting RADIO to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text RADIO to 350-350. That's R-A-D-I-O to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Hi, my name is Ryan Bourne.
And I'm Danica Bourne.
And we're the owners of South Coast Tax.
We started our company 10 years ago in an effort to help our fellow Christians experiencing tax issues resolve their matters by taking a simple three-step approach.
South Coast Tax are Christian-based tax accountants and attorneys that specialize in releasing bank levies, wage garnishments, and filing complex tax returns. We are the leaders in acceptance of offers and compromise with awesome results. We're also a small firm who will treat you like family, not just a number.
Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176 for a free consultation. And we'll take the time to explain all of the programs that you qualify for in order to allow you a fresh start.
Proverbs 15:22 says, plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176, and together, we can help achieve this goal by putting the IRS debt behind you for good. Again, that number is 1-800-TAX-1176.
Do you have a leaky faucet, a running toilet, lights that don't work, or worse yet, a heating and air conditioning system that's been ignored for years? It's time to take some action and go to aactionhomeservices.com, licensed in Maryland, Virginia, and D.C. with a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Grace Covenant Church presents On Earth as in Heaven Worship Conference, October 18th and 19th in Chantilly, Virginia. Speakers are a faculty of prophetic pastors, award-winning music executives, anointed worship leaders, and songwriters, presenting sessions on navigating corporate worship, worship in a diverse church, the business of the music industry, AV and lighting, and more interactive topics. Conference registration is $50. The conference will conclude with a concert by award-winning artist Travis Green on October 19th at 7 p.m. Concert tickets are $25. For more information, visit www.gracecovworship.com.
The Don Crow Show on WAVA, talking about a wonderful book just out called King Here, Never Too Old, Too Rich, or Too Anything to Meet Jesus. It's written by my guest, Trish Porter Topmiller. And Trish, there's so much more in the book than we'll have time to get to, but obviously your dad, as we said at the outset, is a real focal point of the story. And he himself was no stranger to pain or difficulty, certainly in his own upbringing as a child, but even as a very successful businessman at a point in his life. Kind of tell us a little more about what he went through.
So he was, as I said, kind of an amazing man. He was very adventurous, loved to include people in his adventures. He did things like hot air ballooning, and he climbed the Matterhorn, and he went around the world in 26 days on the Concorde, which is a supersonic jet. And one of my favorites was, is he took, he once flew a date from San Francisco to Los Angeles on a private jet. And then they had dinner on the Goodyear blimp while flying over the city lights in Los Angeles. So he was a man of adventure, and he became a multimillionaire through his business, some real estate development. And he really had no need for God. And he once, he felt his financial fortress was invincible. And he once even told me, I have more money than God, and if I lost half of it, I'd still be rich. So that attitude was kind of where he was coming from. And then in 2007, he did lose most, all, like 97% of his money in the Depression. And that sent him on a spiral downhill where he then his back started hurting. And so he started using Oxycontin and oxycodone. The doctors prescribed lots high quantities and lots of refills, and he became addicted to those narcotics. And then we had the loss of my husband and son, which I mentioned earlier. And he had several other tragic losses that just was not how life had he had planned his life either. He had never thought that those kind of things would happen to him.
How did he react through all of this? And obviously, in the end, the Lord really reached in and rescued him, as I understand it. But tell us how those years were for him. Did he fight God? Was he angry with God over the losses, or just become reclusive, as I think your book may indicate? What happened?
Yeah, he really, God was never a part of his life. He never went to church. We didn't grow up going to church. And so really how he responded was he slept for 21, 22 hours a day. So he often wouldn't get out of bed till 1 or 2 in the afternoon. He lived in what he called the Bat Cave, which was his bedroom, which was pitch black with blackout shades, and he never opened the windows. And so that was his response. He didn't want to hear about God. He didn't have a need for God. And so that's, which was very difficult for all of us. And we spent over the years, everybody, we would, or my brothers and I, we would all ask him, invite him to church, but it wasn't something he was ever interested in until one day he actually did decide to finally go to church.
And what happened then?
Well, so just him going to church is amazing and a miracle. And then there, when he went there in the second row, was what I call an angel. His name was Michael, right? Angel Michael, if you get that. And Michael was worshiping the Lord with his whole body. He would sing and he would raise his hands and he would move his body. And my dad was inexplicably drawn to him. And so he would call my brothers and brother in the middle of the week and say, hey, are you going to church Sunday? Because I want to get there early so I can sit behind my friend Michael. And which doesn't sound like much, but if you knew my dad was never early for anything in his life. He lived on what we called King Standard Time, which was typically 1 to 2 hours late. And so, I mean, he was late for my husband and son's celebration of life. So he was never early for anything. So for him to desire to get to church early was a big deal. And so Michael, he was drawn to Michael. And one day my brother asked Michael if he would share Jesus with my dad because he had tried and my dad had no interest. And since my dad was drawn to Michael, you know, Michael, would you talk to my dad about Jesus? And Michael's response was, God's got your dad in his hands. God's got your dad in his hands. And that is, to me, that is not a normal response. What Christian wouldn't say, sure, I'd love to share Jesus with your father. I'd love to tell him about God's love. That's what we would think would be the response. And his response was God's got your dad in his hands.
Well, as you say, he was a man who had achieved so much, yet felt he had no purpose, he had no hope. Just before he turned to God, we too often think and act like people are too old, rich, addicted to meet Jesus, forgetting how we serve a loving and powerful God. Can't lose hope that others can find a way back. And I'd like you to talk about something that I read along the way. You point out that we may think that most of the time addictions of various sorts that you've described are really for the younger set. We may not imagine that seniors often struggle with this thing as well. Talk a little more about that and your call for us to really work with the older group who's in such crisis too.
Yes. You know, my dad didn't start using opioids till he was over 70 years old. And it was, it wasn't how his life, it wasn't anything in his life that he'd even considered before. And so there is such an epidemic right now of not only kids, but older people and people just starting who are in pain and some semblance of pain and then with the overprescription. So I really encourage if you have a family member who is using opioids and who is addicted, don't ignore it. You know, one, know you're not alone, but it is serious and it's not just going to go away. And so to really try to put together an action plan, you can contact addictioncenters.com. You can go to Naranon meetings for family members. You can try an intervention. You can call the doctor's office and say, hey, I recognize that you're overprescribing. You know, if you don't stop, I'm going to turn you in. We had to do that at one point. And so to really be proactive and to be bold and to be, and there may, you may need tough love too within your family, but don't ignore it. And of course, pray and get other people involved, with trying to help, you know, your, the aging parent who, if they are addicted.
And we may think that anybody who's wealthy and successful has it all together, and they may come across that's happy, at least at the moment, but we don't realize that they may have an aching heart or even a secret addiction inside that nobody knows about. Am I right?
Yes, very true. And the thing to remember is that no one is too far gone for Jesus. No one is too far gone for God. I think we, at least I have a tendency to say, oh, they can never meet the Lord. Or in my case, I had prayed for how many years for my father? 45 years for my dad. Oh, they'll never do it. They just, you know, and who are we to decide who can come to know the Lord or not? I think that's when God says, oh yeah, watch me, you know, watch me, watch what I can do. You wouldn't believe what I can do. And so I think we need to pray and get other people praying and really be intentional with those that are in our lives that we want to come to know the Lord, and don't write them off.
King here, never too old, too rich, or too anything to meet Jesus. Trish Porter Top Miller, the author of the book. We have just a couple of more minutes. Talk about how your years in the Olympics affected you growing up and what kind of satisfaction that brought you. Did you know the Lord during those years? And what would you say to parents even, or young people maybe listening now who have goals of that sort? And I mean, you had no small amount of considerable world-class achievements. What would you say to people? What do you say to people when you talk about these things?
One of my favorite Chuckisms, which are sayings that my dad either made up or somebody else's sayings that he tweaked or a new saying. One of my favorite Chuckism is dream, then go after that dream with sweat and commitment. And by the way, you can actually go to my website, trishportertopmiller.com, and you can get those for free, the free gift. But I love that saying, and that, and having dreams and being willing though to work hard for them. And I think there's a difference of just having a dream and believing you can achieve a dream. I think there is a difference between those two things. So I think that's really important, is to not only do what it takes towards a goal, but to believe in that goal. And I encourage, whether it be in sports or music or writing, whatever it is for kids, find something that you can be passionate about that's healthy and taking you in a good direction, and follow it and pursue it. And don't just sit home and play video games, but do something that has some meaning and value, and that you can feel good about. That's positive.
Would you agree also, protect your dream? I often tell folks, if God gives you a dream, protect it. And look for the folks who will endorse or support the dream, but stay away from the dream killers who would talk you out of it. What do you think?
Yes, there are always naysayers, I call them, with whatever dreams we have. You know, oh, don't, you can't write a book, or this book is terrible, or, you know, don't do this. Or for me, I mean, I had people, you know, my dad actually said, I'll help you for this year so you can move on with your life and get a real job. So, you know, in some sense, he was a naysayer. But if it's something that you really are passionate about and you feel that God called you to do it or gifted you to do it, don't listen to all those negative words. Listen to what the Lord has to say about it and listen to what you believe about it.
Good word. Thank you, Trish. Great to talk with you about it. I hope a lot of folks will enjoy the book. God bless you.
Thank you.
Trish Porter Topmiller, and that's her website as well, Trish Porter Topmiller. And the book is King Here. Never too old, too rich, or too anything to meet Jesus.
this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through October 31st. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first two payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months' payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
Did you know a cash investor will only give you pennies on the dollar? I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. With our new 5-day sales strategy, we got our sellers an average of $46,000 more than expected. It's not for everyone, but if you have a house to sell now, we can sell it for top dollar in 5 days. No lowball investor offers. Call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
Listen to what another listener had to say about us.
I've been listening to radio program for many years. I heard Christy Moore's ad. I wanted to sell my aunt's house, and they immediately did a stupendous job. I was very impressed. What I liked the best was how fast everything took place. I wasn't expecting that. It happened very quickly, smooth, and I was able to meet my goals.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
This is Michael Medved at michaelmedved.com for Town Hall. Our capitalist system generally rewards companies for manufacturing quality products, but that's not always true of Hollywood. The new movie, Joker, is a vile concoction about a comic book villain, but set an all-time October record by earning $234 million in its opening weekend worldwide. Some hailed the film for its bleak, desolate view of society and humanity, and its portrayal of a lonely, bullied, mentally ill protagonist achieving empowerment through murderous violence. Jeff Yang, however, derided the movie's exploitative nihilism as an insidious validation of the white male resentment that helped bring President Donald Trump to power. He described the anti-hero as a victim who has been crushed underfoot by the elite and climbed over by upstart non-white and immigrant masses. The president's critics blame him for a lot, but a tortured effort to connect Trump to Joker is as loathsome and irresponsible as the film itself.
Sponsored by ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom.
This report is sponsored by Indeed.com. Inside the Capitol Beltway, you want to exercise some caution. 395 northbound has an accident in the HOV lanes right on the 14th Street Bridge. It's going to be blocking that right lane. We'll have you more stop and go with congestion from the Pentagon. Also, Beltway very jammed up. About an hour and 15 minutes on the inner loop between Old Georgetown Road over through to Pennsylvania Avenue. Outer loop also 60 minutes of heavy congestion between St. Barnabas Road as you're headed up through to the Greenbelt.
Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Darren Galbraith, the traffic on WAVA.
Partly cloudy tonight, low 50 to 55. For tomorrow, sunshine and patchy clouds, pleasant, high 71. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, low again, 50 to 55. Saturday looks nice, a little warmer, intervals of clouds and sunshine, high 76. Cooler Sunday, some sun giving way to clouds, high 69. With the AccuWeather weather forecast, this is meteorologist Bob Larson.
Take a minute here or so to say some thank yous to folks and remind you that right now there's still a bit of money remaining for doubling your gifts. About, where's my figure here? Yeah, about about $1,550. About $1,450 of Passport Auto Group money still available to double your giving when you call. Thanks to Scott in Fredericksburg, a $50 gift doubled once and then doubled again. Same for Timothy in Haymarket, a $100 gift. And that's pretty amazing when you think about it. A $100 gift doubled once and then doubled again to $300. So, as I say, your gift will be doubled at the national level with the Bible League. But we have about $1,450 of Passport money, which will double your gift again. So perfect time to make your call. Thank you for what you've done so far. Let's move forward together. What do you say, giving Bibles to the persecuted church? The following program is sponsored by the Bible League International.
Their financial investment in the Bible League made the gospel available even in the area of conflict in the Middle East. I was in Baghdad, the capital of Iraq, to present the gospel. We are heading to Syria this year, to Syria, to present the gospel and to sharing the salvation of Jesus Christ and what he's did to save us. So your financial support to the Bible League will make sure this work continues.
We know how troubled the Middle East is. And in fact, headed to Syria, such a great area of brokenness and pain and need. And this brother is saying, we are headed there. We need your help. We need your financial support. And as a matter of fact, we need Bibles to take with us into that region. He also talks about a pastor who was really in crisis.
I met a pastor. He was kidnapped and threatened to be killed. His freedom was as easy as for him not to confess that he's follow Christ. Of course, he's choose not to, and he was abused as a result. This is what happened through the last 6, 7, 8 years in the region.
You know, many of us read the scriptures from our comfort zones here in the United States. And again, I don't begrudge that. I thank God for our freedoms and our relative safety as Christians compared to our brothers and sisters in some parts of the world. But you know, when I read such things as Mark 10, where Jesus said, truly, as honestly, I think it's fair to paraphrase that. He's saying, as honestly, as clearly, as exactly as I can tell you, truly I tell you, no one who has left home or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for me and the gospel will fail to receive 100 times as much in this present age. Homes, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and fields. And then he inserts, along with persecutions. And in the age to come, eternal life. Now, we like most of that. But that little phrase in the middle, along with persecutions, kind of makes us uncomfortable, just almost a visceral reaction. It's just none of us want suffering. I remember college president, the first one in my first year, telling us students when he taught about carrying the cross, following Christ in obedience. He said, don't go looking for the cross. Don't go hunting for the cross. It'll come to you. But when it comes to you, don't hold back on picking it up and carrying it. And this is, Jesus is simply saying the same. In fact, we know in other places he said, unless you're willing to do that, unless you're willing to take up your cross, deny yourself, pick up your cross just once, no, every single day of your life, you can't be my disciple. I've often thought that's not a proscription, that he won't give us permission to be his disciples. He's simply saying that's how it works. Unless you're willing to deny everything and follow me and pick your cross up, which means put the death across whatever it is in your life that is inhibiting you from following the Lord fully, he says it's not possible. It just won't work. You can't be my disciple in that sense, in that case. So what we're encouraging you to do is really kind of pick the cross up, if you will, in the form of these Bibles, standing with your brothers and sisters around the world. I have no doubt many of you, if the Lord really came and called you and said, I want you to go to fill in the blank, such and such a country, and I want you to stand with those brothers and sisters, I mean physically stand with them, you would do it because you love the Lord and you love his word and you love the kingdom of God that is being built. You want to see people come to faith. But it's not as difficult as that in this case. The voice, I think, of the Holy Spirit here is saying, would you stand with our brothers and sisters by giving them some Bibles? Now, that, in my mind, that's getting off easy, and I don't mind that. You understand what I'm saying, and you know how I mean it. I often call that lifting the light end of the log, because my brothers and sisters suffering for their faith, pastors putting their lives in danger to follow the Lord Jesus and preach the gospel and carry these Bibles into these areas, they're the ones that are under great risk. The easy part is for you and me to pick the phone up and or go online, whichever, and say, hey, I can at least give some Bibles. I can at least team up with these dear brothers and sisters in Christ and put the Word of God in their hands, as much of it or as many copies of it as I can. And I've said it several times, but if you'd like to give a larger gift, but you can't do it all at once, Bible League will be happy to work with you. You can give $50 a month for 12 months, and in the end, you've given quite a gift. You can give $100 a month, perhaps, for 12 months. There again, maximizing the impact of what you can't do all at once, but you could certainly do over a period of time. Excuse me. So we're going to take a break. Good time for you to go to the phone. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. $5 buys one Bible. $50 buys 10. Of course, $25 buys 5. $100 buys 20 and so forth. And then there's the double matching effect going on right now to double your gift twice. But the number to call, 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, or online at WAVA.com.
If you've even thought about replacing your heating and AC system, now is the time. A-Action is offering our lowest prices of the year. Why? Because this is our slowest time of year. We have to keep our techs busy. That's why we're offering special pricing with zero interest. These are high-efficiency systems with great warranties. Call today to get your free estimate. 703-922-1900. 703-922-1900.
There's a brand new worship experience in the DMV, Reed Temple's New Life Laurel. Come out and experience vibrant worship and dynamic preaching every week by our lead team, Reverend Omari Hughes and Reverend Shalita Fombi.
The Moab experience has dulled and diluted your discernment. It's left you bitter. You're becoming cynical and jaded. The resentment is reflected in your face. You used to come through the church doors, and you used to have an effervescent presence about you. But now when we look at you, oh, you're sullen and you're sad. You're mad. The stench and the scent of the Moab experience is starting to permeate and pollute your personality.
When you're serving, there's a lot on your plate. And what I cannot understand is why, with all that you have on your plate, you worried about what I got going on my plate. It just is fascinating to me that the same people who are tattletelling on Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are the same people. If you bowing down like you're supposed to be bowing down, how you know I'm standing up?
Join us every Sunday at 10 a.m. and every Tuesday at 7 p.m. for teaching at the Laurel Beltsville Senior Activity Center, located at 7120 Conti Road, Laurel, Maryland. See you there.
Message and data rates may apply.
Dear Bosley, when my dad lost his hair, it made him very sad. He doesn't like the way he looks. I heard you were very good at hair. Please give my dad his hair back. Love, Maddie.
Well, Maddie, today's a wish come true for your dad and every guy listening with hair loss, because Bosley's about to give them their real hair back permanently. They'll get a free information kit and a free gift card when they text GOOD to 85850. Guys, let Bosley show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee.
Thank you, Bosley.
Get your hair back today with America's number one hair restoration expert. Get a free information kit and a free gift card for $250 off by texting GOOD to 85850. That's G-O-O-D to 85850.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting RADIO to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text RADIO to 350-350. That's RADIO to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
National competition for your business is eating away at your customer base.
Like digital marketing minions swallowing your customers one by one.
You need Salem Surround. When a customer does a search, they need to find your business, not the competition. Your contact information needs to be accurate and all over the web. You need the right tools to turn visitors into leads. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence. Learn more at surrounddc.com. Surrounddc.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Their financial investment in the Bible League made the gospel available even in the area of conflict in the Middle East. I was in Baghdad, the capital of Iraq, to present the gospel. We are heading to Syria this year, to Syria, to present the gospel and to sharing the salvation of Jesus Christ and what he did to save us. So your financial support to the Bible League will make sure this work continues.
We know how troubled the Middle East is, and in fact, headed to Syria, such a great area of brokenness and pain and need. And this brother is saying, we are headed there. We need your help. We need your financial support. And as a matter of fact, we need Bibles to take with us into that region. He also talks about a pastor who was really in crisis.
I met a pastor. He was kidnapped and threatened to be killed. His freedom was as easy as for him not to confess that he's follow Christ. Of course, he chose not to, and he was abused as a result. This is what happened through the last 6, 7, 8 years in the region.
You know, many of us read the scriptures from our comfort zones here in the United States. And again, I don't begrudge that. I thank God for our freedoms and our relative safety as Christians compared to our brothers and sisters in some parts of the world. But you know, when I read such things as Mark 10, where Jesus said, truly, as honestly, I think it's fair to paraphrase that. He's saying, as honestly, as clearly, as exactly as I can tell you, truly I tell you, no one who has left home or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for me and the gospel will fail to receive 100 times as much in this present age. Homes, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and fields. And then he inserts, along with persecutions. And in the age to come, eternal life. Now, we like most of that. But that little phrase in the middle, along with persecutions, kind of makes us uncomfortable, just almost a visceral reaction. It's just none of us want suffering. I remember college president, the first one in my first year, telling us students when he taught about carrying the cross, following Christ in obedience. He said, don't go looking for the cross. Don't go hunting for the cross. It'll come to you. But when it comes to you, don't hold back on picking it up and carrying it. And this is, Jesus is simply saying the same. In fact, we know in other places he said, unless you're willing to do that, unless you're willing to take up your cross, deny yourself, pick up your cross just once, no, every single day of your life, you can't be my disciple. I've often thought that's not a proscription that he won't give us permission to be his disciples. He's simply saying that's how it works. Unless you're willing to deny everything and follow me and pick your cross up, which means put the death across whatever it is in your life that is inhibiting you from following the Lord fully, he says it's not possible. It just won't work. You can't be my disciple in that sense, in that case. So what we're encouraging you to do is really kind of pick the cross up, if you will, in the form of these Bibles, standing with your brothers and sisters around the world. I have no doubt many of you, if the Lord really came and called you and said, I want you to go to fill in the blank, such and such a country, and I want you to stand with those brothers and sisters, I mean physically stand with them, you would do it because you love the Lord and you love his word and you love the kingdom of God that is being built. You want to see people come to faith. But it's not as difficult as that in this case. The voice, I think, of the Holy Spirit here is saying, would you stand with our brothers and sisters by giving them some Bibles? Now that, in my mind, that's getting off easy, and I don't mind that. You understand what I'm saying, and you know how I mean it. I often call that lifting the light end of the log. Because my brothers and sisters suffering for their faith, pastors putting their lives in danger to follow the Lord Jesus and preach the gospel and carry these Bibles into these areas, they're the ones that are under great risk. The easy part is for you and me to pick the phone up and or go online, whichever, and say, hey, I can at least give some Bibles. I can at least team up with these dear brothers and sisters in Christ and put the Word of God in their hands, as much of it or as many copies of it as I can. And I've said it several times, but if you'd like to give a larger gift, but you can't do it all at once, Bible League will be happy to work with you. You can give $50 a month for 12 months, and in the end, you've given quite a gift. You can give $100 a month, perhaps, for 12 months. There again, maximizing the impact of what you can't do all at once, but you could certainly do over a period of time. So we're going to take a break. Good time for you to go to the phone. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. $5 buys one Bible. $50 buys 10. Of course, $25 buys 5. $100 buys 20 and so forth. And then there's the double matching effect going on right now to double your gift twice. But the number to call, 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, or online at WAVA.com.
With the tariffs and trade wars monopolizing the headlines, one bit of news that's been kept low on the radar is the dramatic drop in mortgage interest rates. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and as investors flock to the security of bonds, interest rates have been driven lower and lower, all to your benefit. So whether you're buying a house or refinancing, you've got to act right now while the market's still on your side. Home appreciation's up, rates are low, and with Cornerstone's guarantee to meet or beat any competitor on this very station, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to eliminate your PMI, consolidate debt, do home improvement, or take cash out for any reason. Sooner or later, the inflationary pressure will push these rates back up to realistic levels. Call Cornerstone First Financial now at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221, or visit cornerstonefirst.com.
Some restrictions apply. NMLS ID 1832653, consumeraccess.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Dear Bosley, when my dad lost his hair, it made him very sad. He doesn't like the way he looks. I heard you were very good at hair. Please give my dad his hair back. Love, Maddie.
Well, Maddie, today's a wish come true for your dad and every guy listening with hair loss, because Bosley's about to give them their real hair back permanently. They'll get a free information kit and a free gift card when they text GOOD to 85850. Guys, let Bosley show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee.
Thank you, Bosley.
Get your hair back today with America's number one hair restoration expert. Get a free information kit and a free gift card for $250 off by texting GOOD to 85850. That's G-O-O-D to 85850.
Don Crow here with WAVA, and we're partnering with the Bible League International on Stand With Them, Bibles for the Persecuted Church. Paul reminded Timothy that all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. Persecution is suffering for the sake of Christ and His glory, and it comes in many forms all over the world. In India, it's being shunned by Hindu family members. In China, it's the loss of church buildings. In the Middle East, it could be jail or even death at the hands of extremists. Isaiah is a new Christian praying for the nourishment that comes only from God's Word. Send him a Bible for only $5. $100 sends Bibles to 20 Christians, and a limited-time match will double your gift. Help WAVA and Bible League send the hope of God's Word to nearly 7,000 persecuted believers. Call 800-YES-WORD. That's 800-YES-WORD. Or you can give online by going to our website, WAVA.com, and clicking on the Bible League banner.
National competition for your business is eating away at your customer base.
Like digital marketing minions swallowing your customers one by one.
You need Salem Surround. When a customer does a search, they need to find your business, not the competition. Your contact information needs to be accurate and all over the web. You need the right tools to turn visitors into leads. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence. Learn more at SurroundDC.com. SurroundDC.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Imagine sharing a prayer request from your phone and seeing as those around the world take your request before God. Receive prayer. Pray for others at praywithme.com.
This is WAVA's Tom Moyer. We are looking for our promotions director for WAVA Radio. Our promotions director helps ministries connect with WAVA listeners, represents WAVA at local events, and helps listeners connect with the radio station. If you know someone that loves Christian radio, is great around people, has digital and computer graphics skills, and wants to make a difference in people's lives, please encourage them to apply. Send them to WAVA.com, keyword people. WAVA.com, keyword people.
A Action Home Services, featuring Amana high-efficiency heating equipment with a 10-year warranty. 703-922-1900. AActionHomeServices.com.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live. I want to just encourage you to tune in to our program every day. If you're struggling with some area, or someone you know is struggling in some area, and you'd like to be able to give them some good, godly advice, maybe we can help you with that here on New Life Live. We're right here on WAVA 105.1 at 1 p.m. It's part of life-changing talk radio. Come join us for New Life.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Cornerstone First Financial. Call Mark Livingstone and the team at Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221 or visit them on the web at cornerstonefirst.com. Hey, folks, I want to remind you we're still moving forward in our campaign with the Bible League. Thank you for those calls, 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. And it's going to make such a difference in the life of every single one of the people who receives that Bible. And I would suggest as you make that call, and even before and after you make the call, why not put the Bible League and all of these brothers and sisters on your prayer list, at least mentally, if not write them down. Say, I'm praying for the Christians in India today, or the Christians in North Korea, or the Christians, pick your country. But I tell you what, prayer changes things. That's an old phrase, but it's true. And your prayers with your gifts are going to make the difference in this campaign. Thank you so much.
The thing they did to him is there's a top sticks, and there's a top stick he and put on his head and ask him to face the wall, and they strike him. They used elbow and hit his chest and his back, and it was very painful. He said he lay in bed afterwards. He lay in bed for 3 days that he could not get up, but he said at that time it was very hard on him. But the miracle thing was the guy who beat him became a Christian afterwards. So he said the suffering is really, really hard, but the fruit is sweet. It's a joy of God.
That's incredible. I'm sure you heard what she said. That is a woman by the name of Nguyen in China, and she's talking about a Chinese pastor's suffering, probably her husband. I don't know for sure. But that is what believers are going through just for the sake of the gospel and just to be able to share the good news of the gospel with as many people as they possibly can. And many of you remember the great Chinese leaders of old and how they were so persecuted. Growing up, I remember reading about their stories and how they were in prison time and time and time again, and it's still happening now. And that's just one area. But what the call is with the Bible League is, would you come alongside and stand with them? Would you give Bibles? Would you give as many Bibles as you're able to give so that they can continue the work of God? Of course, pray for them. I often pray for the suffering church and pray, Lord, give them courage. Give them courage to stand for their faith. Give them protection. If you can keep them out of danger and keep them from being persecuted or captured, that's a legitimate prayer as well. Paul at times fled his persecutors. He didn't stay around to suffer for suffering's sake. He tried to get away from it as often as he could to live and preach another day. But in the end, They need Bibles as well. They need resources to preach God's Word. So would you go to the phone and make your call and your gift now? 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, online at WAVA.com, online at FamilyTalkToday.com. Thank you so much for what you're going to do and what you've done already. God bless you.
Everyone deserves a good story. That's why Family Fiction is devoted to compiling and celebrating Christian stories of all kinds with a newsletter, digital magazine, and updates. Find it all at FamilyFiction.com.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA FM, and HD1, Arlington. Life-changing.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.